The last regular Kathet School District (QSD) board meeting before a two-week spring break took place on Wednesday, March 12. Board Chair Jacqueline Miller announced that two candidates had stepped forward in the April school trustee by-election, with one seat to fill. Gretchen Conte and Guy Chartier have thrown their names in as candidates for school trustee with QSD. According to Conte's webpage, she is a mother of two elementary school children in the school district and a current Westview Parent Advisory Council member. Conte has worked as an education assistant in the school district and is currently on staff at Partners in Education, PIE. Guy Chartier said on his webpage that he has 10 years' experience as a teacher, educational leader, 11 years on governance boards, and is a volunteer member on the district parent advisory committee. General voting day is scheduled for April 12, with advance voting available on April 2 and April 9. We encourage all eligible voters to participate in this important process, said Miller. To find out how to vote, go to sd47.bc.ca/page/7918/school-trustee-by-election-2025. Miller also commented on the BC School Trustees Association's board chairs meeting and the partner liaison meeting with the Ministry of Education, which she attended last week. A key topic was a discussion around the ministry's mandate letter priorities, specifically, increasing Indigenous graduation rates, expanding access to affordable childcare, strengthening before and after school care programs, ensuring strong early interventions in numeracy and literacy, and continuing our commitment to inclusive education. Miller added that the existing QSD programs are well positioned to support these provincial objectives as well as inform ways to continuously enhance Edgehill expansion. QSD Director of Operations Jared Formosa gave an update on the Edgehill Elementary School expansion project. As was presented last December, $6.5 million is what this project represents in terms of renovation scope associated with five new classrooms, a new music room, tech room, and expanded student services room and gym spaces, said Formosa. He added that an HVAC upgrade is also planned, and an LED lighting upgrade. Slyam Monday. Miller said during the first week back from spring break the school district will be recognizing Slyam Monday on April 5. This day marks the signing of the Slyam Mon Nation Treaty in 2016, which provided the Slyam Mon Nation with rights and benefits regarding land and resources, and self-government over its lands, resources, and its members, said Miller. Superintendent starting beginning in April, Paul McKenzie will officially begin his role with QSD as the new superintendent of schools. Previously, McKenzie held a variety of senior leadership roles with the Thames Valley District School Board in Ontario, a district made up of 84,000 students and 151 schools. According to QSD, he was instrumental in fostering innovation, advancing Indigenous education initiatives, and promoting a culture of continuous improvement. Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.